Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right where you are, you can lift your hands and lift your voice and just laud him in praise and just bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, at all times. You have the right to worship him. You have that wonderful privilege to glorify his wonderful name for who he is, who he is to you. I will bless the Lord. Have you noted? It is an act of your will. It's an act of my will. We choose to do so. We choose to worship the Lord, to bless him, not just in the good times, but at all times. A timely reminder for us today that as the redeemed women and men of God, it is our rightful place before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to worship him, to bless him, to glorify his wonderful name. There's a word from God that I like to leave with us today. Read with me. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed whom? Who has blessed us, who have blessed you and blessed me in Christ Jesus with, listen to the word, every spiritual blessings where? In the heavenly places, in the heavenly realm. Listen, saints of God, we are just in the first chapter of this wonderful letter, epistle of Paul to the church at Ephesus. And we can see here in verse 5 that we are rich because he has adopted us. We are rich because he has accepted us. We are rich because he has redeemed us. We are rich because he has forgiven us. Hallelujah. I want to shout that from the mountaintops. He has forgiven us, and he continues to forgive you, and he continues to forgive me. Let's go over it again. He has adopted me. Make it personal now. Come on. He has adopted me. He has accepted me. He has redeemed me, and he has forgiven me. Hallelujah. I'm trusting, my sisters and brothers, that you would get into this text, because it's my desire as we go on with God into the coming weeks that we will be able to give a day of the week. I know we've been giving 5 days to praying, but we are going to trust God to come back to that time of once a week, kind of camping out and having a Bible study. Amen. So as you read Ephesians, as the Spirit of God just widen your scope of understanding of his truth, when we sit around the text, I'm sure you would have much to contribute to our time of sharing. Let's go on to the closing ones. He has revealed God's will to us. I said he has revealed God's will to you and God's will to me. The will of God has been revealed to us. What God wills for us. Where God is taking us. You know, in as much as over 200,000 people, they stated, in our nation alone, died from this coronavirus. In as much as people have been dying all around us, there's still this veil that seems to be over the masses, that people are failing to come to grips with the reality that each of us are moving towards the grave. Each of us are moving towards an eternity, either an eternity with God or outside of God. And how I trust that God would raise you and me up, that we will cry aloud, that all would be reminded that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. You don't know about tomorrow. Today is the day of redemption. I trust that if you're under the sound of my voice and you are still putting it off for some other time, that you would open your arms and your heart and accept the gift of God through Christ, the salvation message that is yours to embrace. Ask Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, to come into your heart and into your life. He has revealed God's will to us, verses 8 through 10. He has made us an inheritance. That's what he has made you and me. And he has sealed us. I said he has done what? He has sealed us with the Holy Spirit. He has made a down payment for you and me, which is just to hold us, if you would, over until we come into the vastness of eternity in what he has for us. My sisters and brothers, if you are still walking distance from the cross, I'm here to remind you that it is time that you say yes to God. Thank you, Holy Father. We give you praise and we give you thanks. You who knows us the best, loves us the most. O Spirit of the Sovereign God, I lift up before you everyone under the sound of my voice, those that are listening presently and those that shall be listening in the days and the weeks to come. I pray, Father, that this word that never returns void will indeed accomplish what it was purposed and set forth to, and that is to draw men and women to the saving knowledge of yourself, and that is to remind all of us who are in Christ Jesus the wealth that we have. May we give thanks continuously. May we be, O Lord, found to be hilarious women and men who are hilarious because we have come to fully understand what we have in Christ Jesus, the riches that are ours in Christ Jesus, that we can continuously give thanks, thanking you when we don't know how else and what else to express. We can thank you for adopting us. We can thank you for accepting us. We can thank you for redeeming us. We can thank you for forgiving us continuously. We can thank you, Father, for revealing yourself to us in Christ Jesus. We can thank you that we have an inheritance in Christ, and we can thank you because we have a down payment, a deposit of that which is to come by you giving to us the blessed Holy Spirit. This is your time now to lift up your voice. This is your time now to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life. This is your opportune time. If the Holy Spirit is convicting you of some sin, as he convicts me, this is your time for you to repent before him. Short accounts. Don't wait for next week. Don't wait for later in the evening. Just repent right where you are. You who have taken this time to spend here with us, let it conclude now with a deeper intimacy, holding tenaciously to the love of the Father in the person of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, as we pray. Father, I lift up every need that exists in each family right now. And I pray, Father, as we've been asking forgiveness for one matter or another, I pray your forgiveness where we have not been good stewards over that which you have placed into our hands. I pray, Father, forgiveness over the body. And I pray, Lord, that you would send the increase financially, that every family, O Lord, would have a testimony of how you have brought us through the financial difficulties, there being any testimonies. And so it is our prayer, Lord, that this new month, that bills will be met, rent will be paid, mortgage will be taken care of, food on the table. Bless, Father. Bless, that each one can be a blessing. This is our prayer in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, and the body of believers can declare that you and I are blessed. The Lord bless you and keep you as you go. He who is making his face to shine in you because he is gracious unto you. The Lord our God lifts up his countenance on you and he grants you his peace. My sisters and brothers, we are blessed in the Lord. We are rich in Christ Jesus. Go be a blessing to those that God enable you to encounter. Amen.